Good afternoon. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine today, mixed with some cloud cover, especially closer to the eastern seaboard, with the influence of the wind off the water keeping it mostly cloudy. There's even the risk of a shower closer to the coast and in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, but mostly dry just about for everyone. And temperatures reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s with midsummer-like humidity once again. Into the night tonight, skies will cloud up from the south as Hurricane Jose makes an approach up the eastern seaboard, but remaining well off the coast. As a result, temperatures will be back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. The influence of Jose will be felt on Tuesday and into Wednesday, primarily with clouds and scattered showers across most of interior New York and New England, and a healthy breeze as well from the northeast, depending on how close the storm center gets. If it gets close enough, we'll even have a steadier rain for much of southern and especially eastern New England, while if it remains off the eastern seaboard, just a scattered shower from time to time. Either way, temperatures will be held back a bit, both on Tuesday and Wednesday, with the system nearby. Readings will be in the middle and upper 70s. After it departs slowly to the south and east of Nantucket, we'll go back to more sunshine across the region on Thursday, and that sun, complements of high pressure, will hold through the rest of the work week and into the weekend as highs bounce back into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Jose, located 510 miles south of Nantucket. Jose is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue during the next day or so. A turn toward the northeast is expected to occur tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Jose is forecast to pass well offshore of the Outer Banks of North Carolina today, well to the east of the Delmarva Peninsula tonight and tomorrow, and well to the east of the New Jersey coast on Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from Watch Hill, Rhode Island, around Cape Cod to Hull, including Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket, and tropical storm watches are in effect down to Delaware Bay. Also, the Hurricane Center is tracking Hurricane Maria, located about 60 miles east of Martinique in the Leeward Islands. Maria is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Maria will move across the Leeward Islands late today and tonight over the extreme northeastern Caribbean Sea tomorrow and tomorrow night, and approach Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands on Wednesday. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 120 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. Additional rapid strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Maria is expected to be a dangerous major hurricane as it moves through the Leeward Islands and the northeastern Caribbean Sea. As a result, a hurricane warning is in effect for the Leeward Islands and northern Windward Islands, and a hurricane watch is in effect for Puerto Rico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, some fog, drizzle, a shower, mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 51. The record high, 88, set in 1891. And the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m. 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley, the Lake George area, the Northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and for the Southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and a bit humid today for this time of year, and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, including the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, and also the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny skies today, even the risk of a passing shower, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, especially closer to the coast. More sunshine north toward the Canadian border and west toward central New York both days in the middle and upper 70s. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Thursday near 80, and mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.